It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Black and White Network. Things are so bad for Joe Biden. It is. I said it many, many times. Joe Biden does not have a base. And the people out there that are vocally supporting him, these people are nothing more than paid propagandists. CNN had their poll the other day. It came out showing Trump with a 9-point lead over Joe Biden with third party candidates. Now, without the third party candidates, Trump was still up by 6. Now, folks, let me ask you a question. Have you actually seen a Trump or not Trump, but a Biden-Harris sticker anywhere? Is anyone rocking a Biden-Harris shirt? I'm out here in Harris County, guys. I've seen people with Trump flags, and Harris County is a blue county now, used to be red. But I've seen people rock Trump flags. One of my neighbors in my subdivision where I live at during the 2020 election, he had a big Trump flag in his garage. Nobody's actively out there supporting Joe Biden. Can you actually name someone that is vocally supporting Joe Biden? That's not a paid propagandist. Doesn't exist. I don't care if it's a black person, white person. Doesn't even matter the race, man. The people just don't exist, man. Biden has no base. And we definitely need to get rid of this guy because, man, this country is going to hell in a handbasket, guys. The only people really that are vocally supporting Joe Biden is the political propagandists in the mainstream media. And I'm willing to bet that probably behind closed doors that they probably ain't down with Biden either. You guys remember Joy Reid was actually on a MSNBS and Hot Mic moment. She was dropped the F-bomb talking about another war and stuff like that. Pretty much slamming Joe Biden. But on the air, oh no, has to be a Biden supporter. Well, guys, it seems like Joe Biden now, or at least his handlers, man, they're into some freaky stuff. Now, OnlyFans has existed, man. OnlyFans is detrimental to people. I mean, you're paying to see naked women, probably sexual acts, stuff like that. The Biden administration actually had an OF model actually have campaign ads for Joe Biden. Yeah. I guess, you know, spewing this political propaganda to her audience. Now, this person's also on TikTok as well. But the Biden administration reaching out to an OnlyFans model? Oh, boy. Let's get into this, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're watching on Rumble, click the join button, get access to the same thing. So here we go, guys. OnlyFans performer Farhad Khalidi says she was blackpilled after making political propaganda ads for Biden administration. Interesting, man. Interesting, man. I thought that the Biden administration was supposed to bring back decency to the White House, but now they're digging to the bottom of the barrel to get basically porn stars to spew political propaganda for them. Man, if this was Donald Trump doing this, boy, they would be crushing him. Crushing him. But you guys got to see this clip here, man. Definitely got to see this clip here. Now, the person we're going to be talking about here is this person right here on the right. And I believe the girl next to him, I believe they're both Muslims, if I'm not mistaken. And she goes on, she's talking about, say something about as a person of color, Ketanji Brown Jackson. I'm like, what? Yeah. Let's just watch this, guys. Let's play it.
So you were in school. You were still in college when you started as a TikTok person, right? Or you started OnlyFans when you were in school too?
No, I started TikTok like the spring semester of my senior year. And I was like, fuck, I finally have to start applying for law school. And then like, you know, female privilege, life is so easy for a, you know, woman. Obviously, I lucked out. I'm just kidding. I lucked out. And then, you know, TikTok was basically full time for me. And the guy was taking ads by the time I graduated college from like the Biden administration and Planned Parenthood and like dating apps and stuff. So it was like fully financially, you know, sustainable.
So you were getting, the Biden administration was buying ads from you?
Yeah, I was doing full on political propaganda.
And they would really, with like what kind of like Biden created 10 million jobs
this
year.
Honestly. And the funny thing is they're like, do not disclose this is an ad because, you know, they're like, technically it's not a product. So you don't have to disclose it's an ad. Because I think they just wanted like some edgy girl of color to just tell people, like when they nominated like Ketanji Brown Jackson, they're like, you say like as a person of color, you know, that you feel reflected? And it's like a white woman emailing this to me. And she's like giving me this script. And I'm like, no. And she's like, please. And I'm like, no, I'll like talk about the news of it, but I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to have a white person tell me to be like, you know, this is how I feel as a person of color. Like, it's just so, I think that blackballed me slightly on like, you know, political propaganda.
So the Biden administration sees, oh, here's this young,
yeah, I mean, they use like a conduit. It's not like, you know what I mean? It's not Biden, but it's like Biden. It's like a third party. You know what I mean? It's like a media company that's doing it on his behalf. I'm not blaming him for this.
Yeah. And the message is like, because you're a dark skinned woman, you will be inspired by Ketanji Brown Jackson and all the kids should support her.
Yeah. They're like, basically as like another black person, just say that like you feel reflected by Ketanji. I'm like, no, I'll talk about like Ketanji's background and her accomplishments. But like, I never, you know what I mean? Like I'm not going to say like the corny stuff. Even if it was a brown person emailing it to me, I'm like, no, that's not like how I feel. Like I don't look at like Ketanji and feel like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. See, yeah.
Wow. That is astonishing right there, man. This just shows you, man, Biden really doesn't have a base. He doesn't have a base. People have to actually get paid to support Joe Biden. You don't have to do that with Donald Trump. You don't. I believe Harry Sisson, I mean, he's a crazy left-wing lunatic, man. He is just beating a drum for Biden on X. I mean, for several years now, I believe he's a paid actor to actually support Joe Biden. I mean, this is pretty pathetic, man. I mean, he's getting adult content creators now to push propaganda. Say, don't say this in an ad. Just go out there and say, hey, Biden's doing a really, really good job. That kind of thing. I mean, that is pathetic, man. This is really pathetic. I never thought I would actually see the day where a politician had to stoop to OnlyFans to push their message. I mean, I guess, you know, it's kind of like we need people of low morals to vote for us. I get that everybody wants everybody to vote for them. But man, OnlyFans Joe Biden, really? OnlyFans? Now, of course, you know, this ain't really Joe Biden. But look at the people in the Biden administration, man. Look at the people, man. The transgenders. I mean, there's some people that's probably into some real, real freaky stuff. That was probably on OF and said, you know what? Let me email them. Maybe they want to make a little bit of money to push some propaganda on Joe Biden. Yeah, this is bad, man. This is really bad right here, guys. This is a new low right here, guys. But maybe they got some inspiration from Joe Biden since he actually likes to sniff women and little girls. Yeah. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and White Network fans, Let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you're subscribed to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.